Welcome back, Source Nation. You're listening live to Can We Talk by Master Relationship Coach Myra McKnight.
Hello, welcome back, Source Nation family and friends. This is Myra McKnight with Can We Talk.
And as I said to you earlier, we were going to have our amazing guest on the show today, and I am truly excited about this, and I am encouraged already, and I'm grateful to have them on the show. Hello, Peter and Nicole.
Hello, Myra.
Thank you for having us.
Hello, guys. I'm just amazed at your story, Nicole, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm grateful to have you both on, and I want one of you to kind of share with our listening audience about the book, Shark Assault. I've read some parts of it and read your website, and Nicole, it is a truly remarkable story. Amazing, and I just want you to give our listening audience a little bit of you that we can appreciate for what you've gone through and what you are now giving to the world.
Peter, do you want to give a little bit of background on our book?
Well, sure, I'd be happy to. Thanks, Nicole.
Thank you.
And Myra, I should say, you were mentioning earlier, you know, saying, well, what have I got to complain about? And indeed, one of the great benefits that has come out of my writing this book about Nicole's life is that's exactly what I feel. I'll have the odd blue day that we all have, and they'll think of Nicole, and she inspires me. And, hey, I've got nothing to worry about, nothing to complain about here. But very quickly, Shark Assault, An Amazing Story of Survival, is really two books in one. The first part of it does describe what happened to Nicole Moore. She was with a group of friends in Cancun, Mexico, celebrating an important birthday. She was waist-deep in the water when she was attacked not once but twice by a bull shark, which is the nastiest shark in the sea. She came extremely close to dying. She lost over 60% of her blood, a condition that we as humans are not even meant to be able to survive. Her left arm was eventually amputated. They were close to amputating her left leg, but they were able to save it. And the other part of the book was really the part that I was thrilled to write about, is Nicole not only survived this awful, awful ordeal, but she also endured a number of things that happened to her in her youth that most of us wouldn't have been able to walk away from. This lady has incredibly strong presence of mind, and she has been able to withstand all these things and indeed is a happy, positive, optimistic, and, if I may say it, inspirational person. So, Nicole, you can take it from there because you do presentations and meet with groups and you do inspire people.
Thank you, Peter. And, yeah, you know how that word bothers me.
I know, but I can't avoid it.
Peter and I have an ongoing thing where he says I inspire people. And the way that I feel about that is once people hear my story, they're quite blown away by it all. And the fact that I can still laugh about it and continue on with life being happy, they say, oh, I could never do what you did. And I think if people put me up on a pedestal like that and they feel like they're inspired, that they will continue to believe that they can't do that. But I really, really send the message out that no matter what you are facing, no matter what anyone is facing, they can overcome it by some simple steps of just keep moving forward with a positive attitude.
But Nicole, I know, even your voice transcends just relaxed and not resentful. And so many people are resentful for something so far less than what you have gone through and your resilience, your ability to be able to feel, be happy, be sane, and not be angry is really something that, my God, if we bottle it, we all would purchase it. You know, and I know you hear a whole lot of that and hear you saying, you know, people put you on, you know, that pedestal. But I think in today's time, we do have to have some inspiration because it does keep us going. I mean, just this right here is something that I'll pull off the shelf in a minute and just to push me to the next level. And, you know, even when people are talking about from job to job and making money and business to business and family to family, but something like that is monumental. So I want to go back a little bit, Nicole, if I can. What kind of child were you? Where did this come from? Did you even know that you had this amazing ability? And you wouldn't know it until you faced that. But what type of child were you?
A feisty child.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yes,
I did. As Peter had mentioned, there were some struggles when I was younger. My mother had a mental illness. She was a schizophrenic, struggled with depression and alcoholism. I was sexually assaulted as a young child of 7 years mm-hmm. old. And those are things that no child should have to face. There's many other things that I had to endure. And I think mm-hmm. as a child, I learned to fight back. I learned that mm-hmm. although, you know, I was angry and not happy with the situation, I also realized the love that I had from the family that I did have and that life was worth living no matter what. And the only way to go about doing that is just trying to be happy with what you have.
And, you know, when you say feisty, it takes some of that. I can attest to some of that. I was a feisty young lady. I'm kind of like that now.
It sounds like you are, yes. I love it.
But, you know, I went through some things as a child and some of the things that you talked about. And I was angry for a minute as well. But it's about what you said about fighting and that life was worth living, because what I believe is that this is the only life we know that we have. And you could be so angry and frustrated, it's like, you know what, I want to give it up all, and I don't even want anymore. So whatever, let me go. Just let me go. But you fought for it. You fought through it to get you where you are today. And so how has life been? How long ago was that, Nicole, the shark attack?
It's 6 years now.
6 years.
6 years ago, that just feels like yesterday. Does not feel like 6 years ago. Time flies, yes. And I wouldn't say that I was fortunate to go through what I did as a child. However, it was a large part of making me who I am. And I often will say, we never know. Things happen for a reason, and we never know if I was meant to endure what I did to prepare me for the shark assault, as Peter calls it. I do have to add in, by the way, for anyone that's reading or going to read this book, that Peter approached me to write this book, and I wasn't interested in writing a book at all because I figured, oh, there's nothing special about my story. I just did what anyone would do. Mm-hmm. And he took this 5-minute story of a shark attack and turned it into this absolutely gripping, incredible book. Mm-hmm. I have not heard one negative thing, and people say, I can't put this book down. It's a great story to tell anyways. Everyone wants to hear about a shark attack, right?
Right.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Nicole. That's very kind of you. But I want to go back to Myra's question, because there are so many people who would experience the negative aspects that you've experienced in your life, and so many people would not be able to walk away from that in any kind of a positive way. They would either retreat into substance abuse or self-hatred or whatever. What do you think it was within you that has allowed you to maintain such a positive attitude? I mean, was it there from the beginning?
I think, and I'm sure that many listeners can relate to this that are going through anything, or even yourself, Myra, because you said you went through some things. I think when things go bad and you get angry and you get sad and you get in a place where you don't want to be, but you feel like you've been pushed there, that you have a choice at that moment. And every time I was feeling sad or angry about, you know, the way that things were, I thought, what good is this? And you have the choice of whether you want to wallow in that hatred and in that anger, which will get you nowhere. It'll just drown you. Or you can try to swim above it. You can try to, what I say, bite back and do what you can to survive it in a positive way. And that is a big undertaking, but I just tell people just to take it day by day. And I give them little hints and little tricks on how to get through it day by day.
You know, Myra, you were saying in your introduction how much you like listening. And I'm with you. I have a little saying right on my desk, you ain't learning nothing when you're talking. And let me encourage your radio listeners to listen to Nicole, because, again, I won't use the I word, inspiration, again, because she's uncomfortable with it. But she certainly has a lot of wonderful things to share. And if you listen to Nicole, you can walk away a better person. I have done so.
Absolutely. And I believe that, Peter, just in the short times, and you know what, Nicole, I do understand sometimes, you know, you'd be like, okay, yeah, well, I did because what I had to do. But it's a big deal to others. And you know why? It's because we haven't had to do that. So when we are able to be in the presence or talk to someone who has gone through something of that magnitude, you kind of say, wow, you know, you actually have the ability to do that. And I know people might, you know, that's a crazy question to ask. Well, how did you do it? My God, how did you do it? There's no kind of answer to how I did it. You know, you did it. And actually, I know you would want no one to walk in those shoes because it took insurmountable amount of you actually to make that happen. And I agree, going back as a child myself, it's kind of like that fight or flight kind of mindset. Mm. And you figure it's me against the world when you feel like you're all alone and nobody's there. My mom has four children, and one of my brothers was disabled from childbirth, and then the other one had asthma and had seizures, and my sister was little. So I was always to be the strongest one. But you know what? At the end of the day, I wasn't that strong, but I had to be. So I was in my own little world, and I had to make up strength. You know, this little clock that used to smile all the time out my bedroom window, and that was my only friend. And so that gave me strength. So whatever we have to do in our minds as little kids, and what you said, Nicole, is so true. It builds us up for the rest of our lives to go. And, yeah, I was this little short little girl that had a mouth on her and didn't have a problem in telling you how she felt. But, you know, it helped me to get through some things. So I surely admire you for those things you've gone through. But I want to ask, what's out in your mind right now, the transitions that you've had to go through? I know you've gone through many medical surgeries, reading your information here. Have you been ever stuck as you go through this transition, as you continue your life's journey? Like, wake up some days and just like, wow, I'm stuck right now.
Generally, I continue, but I will tell you one story that when I was in hospital, at that point I had endured so much pain and operation. See, what happened is my first bite was to my left thigh, and immediately with that first shark bite, they ripped out two quadriceps and two hamstrings of my leg. It was just gone. So I had this gaping hole in my leg, and then the second attack was to my left arm. So we've had surgeries to try to keep the infection under control and to try to rebuild it. And eventually, they were able to rebuild my leg, but a week later or 6 days later, that flap that they put on there, it died. And I had felt like I had endured so much up to that point, even though it was only about 2 weeks into my recovery, I let it go. I felt like, really? I have to go through this again. I'm back to square one. They have to remove the flap. I was so disheartened. I had what I called my first pity party. And I had a blog going at the time. And so I blogged before I went to the OR. Bad day. Have to go back to the OR. Flap failed. Keep your thoughts and prayers coming for me. I'm not going to respond back. Be patient. And when I woke up, my heart was just sunk. I just felt like, oh, come on, Nicole, you need to pick yourself up and you need to keep on going. But my heart just felt down and aching and not sure if I can do this. And I opened up my blog site later that morning, and the response that I got from other people, people that I knew, but also total strangers, just sending messages of hope and encouragement, and I was totally, totally blown away. And I use that example quite often because I tell people, when you don't feel like you can do it on your own, then rely on other people to pick you up and carry you.
Myra, can I just add to that for a minute? Because when I was writing the book, two of the people that I did extensive interviews with were two nurses who were with Nicole at Sunnybrook Hospital for the entire ordeal. And they were absolutely blown away by her positive attitude. She was actually helping them because they were new nurses, and Nicole is a nurse and had been nursing for some time at that point. She was helping them to do bandages and stuff like that. And as Nicole said, she had this operation on her leg. You basically get to tell within 24 to 48 hours if it's going to work. They passed all that. They got to day six. Day six after the operation, she should have been in flying colors, and bang, they found it had not taken. As Nicole said, she kind of got on her own little pity party. But what that did to these two nurses, they were in tears. they couldn't believe it, because here was this lady who was inspiring them so much, and they couldn't believe her strength, and all of a sudden she crashes and burns, and they're going, oh my gosh, what do we do now? And I can tell you, no one was more delighted than when Nicole did come to, read her blog, was inspired by these other people writing about her and saying, okay, I'm going to get on with things. Nobody was more inspired by that than these two nurses.
Wow. Yeah. And because it's inspiring all the way around. There's not a human being that wouldn't be touched by that. And what you say, Nicole, is also true, is that we do have to rely on others to push us through kind of over that finishing line, because we are human. But, you know, we can go to the pinnacle of our strength, but there are days, and that's why I was asking, there are days when we just are just human. And trying to get over that, you felt like some other people probably felt just because they picked up the wrong dress one day, you know, and you kind of wonder, where does the reality of life lie in the individual? But I'm a person of energy, and I believe that those persons that were giving those words of encouragement to you were feeling you from the other side, you know, were feeling your energy to push you across. And I think that that's going to be always. There's going to always be someone pushing Nicole. There's going to always be someone just praying for Nicole, even when you don't know that and even when you don't know them. And I'm saying that because I'm going to be one of them. Because, you know, I just know that because I'll be talking about you and I'll be thinking about you. You know, even when my down days, Peter, like you were saying, even when my down days come, I'll be like, you know what, let me pick up this book with Nicole. I'm going to get the book and give it to my son, who's always in a pity party for some reason, some very small reason. But courage is something that you actually have to push for. But what I also want to ask Nicole is that, how did we get to that point where you were able to go to the scene, go back to where the incident happened?
Did I tell you I'm feisty? To your listeners then, so the shark attack is a fairly gruesome attack, fairly involved, and the survival of it, even on the beach itself, was challenging, was grueling. The odds were stacked against me because, you know, right on the main strip of Cancun Beach, which is very long, and it took a good, I think the time, Peter, when you investigated, was 45 minutes from the time of the attack to the time I got into the trauma room. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
So 45 minutes I had to survive fighting for my life. I couldn't breathe. As Peter said, I'm bleeding out. I'm in shock. And then the whole trauma of the recovery in the ICU and being in Mexico for 5 days before I could get repatriated back to Canada. I'm not sure if your listeners are aware that I am a Canadian from Ontario. And after all of these operations and finally being able to go home, not able to walk very well and less one arm, I thought, you know what, I'm doing too well. I'm far too happy. I have no post-traumatic stress. I have no nightmares. Something must be wrong. So I wanted to go back to Mexico, A, to get my medical records that I never got, and B, to talk to some other people that were there just to piece together everything. But lastly, because I wanted to go back into the water again, I wanted to get back into that ocean and face any fears that might be there. So I went back to the exact same beach, the exact same hotel, walked right back into that water, and boy, oh boy, did it ever feel great.
Wow.
And Myra, I should tell you that since this awful incident in Mexico, Nicole continues to go to Mexico with her family. She continues to swim in the ocean, and she does not fear sharks.
I advocate for them now. A lot of people have a lot of reasons to hate sharks, and I'm one of them that has many reasons to hate them, but I don't. We need them in our life, in our ecology, for marine ecology, and so I now try to be a voice for sharks whenever I can.
Wow.
And Myra, if I can just jump in for a sec, Nicole and I do presentations about our book, Shark Assault, An Amazing Story of Survival, and when we're doing the presentations, I stop and I ask the people in the room, there may be a couple of hundred people there, and I say, could I just have a quick show of hands, everybody in the room who's been struck by a bolt of lightning? And needless to say, there are not a lot of hands that go up.
Yeah.
But here's the statistic, and the reason I do that. statistically, you are more likely to be struck by a bolt of lightning than you are to be attacked by a shark. So what happened to Nicole was so incredibly rare, and I think people need to understand that, because I continue to swim in the ocean as well. It was unbelievably rare. The chances of it ever happening again like that are just incredibly slim.
Yeah, just amazing, just everything. So we were just on the beach of the Charleston over the weekend, you know, because I had talked to Peter by email a couple of times, and I kind of thought about you, Nicole, and I thought about the shark and kids were out there. Now, I don't hate sharks, but I just stay out of their way, actually.
That's smart. That's very smart.
Yeah. I just I might go to feet deep, not knee deep or waist deep in the water, you know, but you're absolutely right. It is a part of our human experience. It is a part of our world and that kind of thing, but I just kind of stay out of their way. But the thing is, and I'm kind of want to go back to that, Nicole, is when you said that I was feeling too good. Something must have been wrong. This truly horrific thing happened to me, but I'm moving on in life. You know, I can't even, I've never heard anybody, even in the work that I do, even say that you didn't talk about it, you didn't lick your wounds, you just were able to just keep going. That's something that is a miracle, I would think, because
it's rare. I agree with you there, and that's why I thought I must be harboring something deep down inside. You know, I'm not against therapy. I thought, yep, I'll go talk to someone. There's got to be something going on, and I don't know where it came from. I am actually part of a shark survivor group. Yes, believe it or not, there is a shark survivor, a shark attack survivor group, and I am the only one that does not have any sort of post-traumatic stress about it. So I do understand how fortunate I am with that, and I am very, very, very thankful for it.
But again, Myra, let me just jump in for a minute, because I've come to know Nicole from having written this book, and it is her strength of mind. I mean, Nicole, I'm not meaning to argue with you here, but you're making it sound like, oh, well, I'm just a lucky person. Well, no, I think it's more than that. You do have a very strong presence, a very strong strength of mind that allows you to deal with this kind of thing and not suffer from PTSD or nightmares or whatever. You are a very strong person.
Yeah. Not to say it's not normal, but it's an amazing position that you're in. It is just miraculous, because I agree with Peter, and who would not love to have that kind of strength and the mental capacity, because scientists have said, we've been told by research, that our minds can do amazing things. And mind over matter, where you kind of took something that was so horrific and so possibly damaging to just kind of a large percentage of us, and you fought it, and you fought it face to face, and you told it wasn't going to beat you, it wasn't going to kill you, it wasn't going to maim you, and not only did it not do that, it didn't get the most important part of you, which is your mind. And that right there is, Nicole, is something, and I think you're pretty far up there on some high levels, I think.
Thank you very, very much.
Nicole, I think you have a new member of your fan club.
Oh, jeez.
Because I'm telling you, you're up there, you know. I might need to call you and get some words through for me or something, Nicole, because
Anytime.
I'm telling you, girl, you are up there, and it's just amazing. I'm just grateful to even have a conversation with you, because you've been tagged for something great in your life and magnificent. And now, does it come without a price? And yeah, it came with a big price.
Huge price.
But yes, yes. And none of us are even willing to go through that price. Even as amazing as you are, and the energy that you elude, even from what I'm getting here across the platform, I can't even say that I got the courage. As a matter of fact, I know. I don't even have the courage. If I want what you got, I can't even say that, because of what you had to go through to get it. It's such a horrific thing, but you were able to get to that highest level. And, you know, you hear whether football players, basketball players, and they talk about high achievers and what they got to. That's nothing. Nothing compared to you. And I know you hear it a lot, and I know, you know, Peter and I are probably just kind of like, you're like, oh, they just keep going. But it's so true. You know, it's just so true. You know?
I think everybody has their own journey and everyone has their own issues, and to them it's a big deal, and there are high achievers and they do go through a lot to get where they're going, and I do admire that. And I tell people that even if it's a small problem to them, yeah, maybe my problems are big, but if you reflect back on what I had to go through and I got through it, then whatever you are facing, once again, you can get through it yourself.
Absolutely. That's from where I come from. That's enough to shout on for real, you know, because it's just amazing. And I know I keep saying that, but it really, really is amazing. And so now you go across the world and across the globe and you speak to people all over and they're encouraged by you. They move by you. And you're part of an organization to protect the sharks. And that right there is a huge deal as well. And then you're part of a survival group. So what's next for Nicole right now? You have the book and you have your journey that's being told. So what's next, Nicole?
What's next? I'm back to work. And we're kind of at a crossroad with what I'd like to do with the position I'm in. So Peter and I are playing around with another possible career idea. So there may be a change for Nicole more.
Okay.
We'll keep you posted. The other thing that I'd love to do, I'm going to continue speaking. I'm going to continue getting the story out there to people so that people are motivated to keep on going in hard times. I keep pushing the book. But the other thing that I'd like to do is my big goal, right, Peter? I want to get on Ellen DeGeneres. So anyone out there, go ahead, get it out there.
Yes,
we have been trying
yes.
to break through that wall that surrounds Ellen and haven't been successful yet. I've got still got people working on it, but
absolutely,
that's been a goal from the beginning with Nicole, that she wants to go on Ellen's show, and I think she deserves to be on Ellen's show, so I agree. If any of your listeners know Ellen or her producer or anybody,
we're the
old
network.
Yeah.
And you know what? Not so much as you deserve to be on there, they deserve to have you on there, Nicole. For sure.
They deserve to have you on there.
Any of those, Oprah Winfrey, and I love Ellen for sure.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm a person about energy and law of attraction, but I'm telling you, if she knows about you, if they know about you, you are in. They just haven't got the word yet. For some reason, hasn't gotten across yet. But, you know, through all the links and platforms that we have, I know if you've made it this far, there's no way you're going to miss Ellen and Oprah and
no,
all those.
You are right. I'm going to get there one day. I do believe that.
And you know what, Myra, if people want to see Nicole talking, we do have some video clips on the sharkassault.com website. So that they can get a sense of who she is. But Nicole was just saying she's had a goal from the beginning to get on Ellen. But I want to share another quick goal with you, because when I first met Nicole, I was asking her about her future and goals, and she said, well, I've got a couple of them beyond Ellen. One of them being to ride a bicycle again, and the second to go snow skiing again. Well, last fall, this lady rode a bicycle. Now, I understand she's missing one arm, so there are balance issues. She's got some diminished capacity in her left leg, and yet she got on a bike and off she went. And I have no idea one day we'll be seeing her snow skiing as well. She's that determined.
Wow. Wow.
I'm stubborn.
Yeah, I know. That bicycle stays with you, right?
Let me add one other thing, if I may, just on a personal nature, because, Myra, you were saying, you know, you might want to call Nicole sometime just to talk to her and feed off her positivism. I'm going through a couple of things in my life at the moment which are negative, and Nicole has more than one occasion reached out to me and encouraged me to talk. Now, this lady is dealing with other issues in her life, and she shouldn't really be devoting time to me at all, but she's that kind of a caring person, and that sure comes across in her speeches and presentations that she does. She's very caring, and it's a wonderful quality, I can tell you.
Yeah, Nicole, you know, just blessing people and encouraging people, and you don't even know what you're doing, and encouraging and things like that, that's what I do. I've been doing it for 25 years, and then I have my down times too, but I have to pick myself up and kind of recapitulate a lot of times, and you have to keep going because the past is the past, and it's there, and you know it's there, but if later with it, I'm going to be there in the past. So pushing forward is a big deal to me as well. Even when it hurts, you got to push forward. But it's always good to know that someone else is on the same journey, no matter, as you said before, Nicole, no matter how small their issue is, it's large to them. And our listening audience out here, I know there is no one out here who has had a shark attack, because if they had, they will be calling. And so what you do have, as far as our listening audience out here, you had your bad days. You might be in a pond of negativity right now, but right here, listening to Nicole Moore and listening to Peter and Jennings is a huge opportunity. And I think, too, I just think about Law of Attraction. I think who's ever out listening to our show today, they needed that. It was not a coincidence that we didn't hook up when we did, because somebody listening needed it at that time to help them understand that they, too, can move on from that, be it small or be it big to them in their life. And so I know that you're going to continue to inspire people, because that's not something that you can't do, Nicole. I just believe that's just a part of who you are. Even before this, you were a nurse. And nurses are that caring type of people, individuals, and always willing to heal. And even through your most traumatic experience, you are still healing people.
Yes, and I hope to keep on doing that. That's such a huge part of who I am.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Myra, when she was nursing on a regular basis, she was the kind of caring person. On her day off, she would go into the hospital to visit patients. That's how much she cared.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a blessing. And I guess, you know, kindred spirits always do attract. I'm one of those. I could never do a nurse, Nicole, because I can't do the blood and the sticking with the needles. But I was always one, and, you know, I'm a woman of justice, and babies and children and disabled people and elderly people, I got a thing about them. I can stand on the concrete, you know, and speak justice and an advocate for those people. I can't do that other part, but, you know, I believe that the universe that created all of us, I believe that we have our own specific duties in life and things that we can do and things that we can't do. But I can argue for sure for people. That I can do. That's where my spiciness comes in. That I can do.
A voice is a big, big power to have. I commend you on that.
I got one of those. My mom would always tell me, you just talk too much. You know, I'm always like, and why would you say that? And what's the reason for that? So, you know, my husband tells me, you should go to law school. And I was like, no, then I'm bound by law. I don't need to be bound by anybody.
Hey, Myra, you were saying there's a good reason that you're not a nurse. Well, that reason pervades with me, too. I've never been a doctor or had any desire to do that because, like you, I don't like the look of blood or anything else.
Yeah.
But that was an interesting quality that I think probably helped in writing Shark Assault, because I had to describe a number of operations that Nicole endured, and my litmus test was, okay, I don't want to bore people with, you know, people like me who just can't stand learning about this, and yet I need to take people into the operating theater and give them a sense of what this was all about. So I hope that I was able to cross that boundary, you know.
Everything is just amazing. It really is truly amazing. And I'm going to get the book because I do know Nicole Moore and I do know Shark Attack. I got that part of it, but I just need to read the whole book so that I can just continue to be inspired and to inspire other people when they come in my office and they're feeling down about themselves. You know, I think this is a good learn for other folks, no matter what it is in their life. It's still a good learn for people to understand. And I always say, it always could be worse, you know, and
sure.
To the people that I work with. But I would stop at this point right here because this is something that's truly an amazing story of survival. But, you know, Nicole and Peter, it has been a joy to have this conversation with the both of you all the way from Ontario, Canada. I appreciate that. Truly. And if Peter, if you can give us the phone numbers and the ways to contact Nicole.
Well, I was going to say, because you're talking about wanting to get the book, people can order the book from our website, sharksalt.com. It's also available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all the usual organizations there. If you wish to contact Nicole or me for any reason, there is a contact page on our website, sharksalt.com, so you can fill in that information and we'll be happy to get back to you.
Absolutely. Amazing. And Nicole, what would you want to say to our listening audience in closing, whatever comes to your spirit?
I think exactly what I've been preaching, which is no matter what you're facing, you can get through it. My coined phrase that I tell people and I'd like people to walk away with is persevere despite the fear.
Ooh.
I always tell people persevere despite the fear.
It's great phrase.
It's a tough journey, but you can do it. And then the other message that I often want to portray to people, and I thank you for asking that, is please don't let my story incite any type of fear. Or Peter's story incite any fear. It's a rarity, and I'd like people, encourage people to get motivated from my story instead of afraid of going into the water or afraid of sharks.
Myra, very quickly, one of the people I interviewed when doing research for the book was Wendy Benchley. Wendy is a noted conservationist. She's also the widow of Peter Benchley, who, of course, famously wrote Jaws. And Peter, after the book became such a success and the movie, of course, he ended up ruining the fact he had ever written the book because he said, I've created a terribly wrong picture of sharks. Sharks are not these awful beasts. And indeed, a number of the experts that I interviewed for the book, they confirmed that fact.
Wow. And that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. When we saw it, people were afraid to go to the water. And even if you didn't go in the water, you weren't going in the water. So, yeah, that's true. And it's good that you guys say that because it helps us people to understand. But just the story itself is just amazing. And if people concentrate on the story of survival as opposed to the shark incident, but what you went through and how you got through it. And that's always the important part, is that you got through it and where you are today. So that's amazing. I have enjoyed this conversation with you all, Nicole Moore and Peter Jennings. And I'm looking forward to the book that you've written for Nicole, Peter, and I would love to have you guys back on the show again. I know, especially when you get on Ellen DeGeneres and on Nicole, I really need to know you then.
There you go. Nicole, you can share with Myra Tales of Los Angeles.
I know.
Right.
My goodness. I'll be lifting you up just in human prayer because I do know that you're going to reach those pinnacles. I do know those things that's for you because they're for you. And there's more for you than just where you are. And I know all of us that desire more can reach that, especially if we have the heart for people. And I truly look forward to it. So it's been amazing having you guys on my show. And really, you have inspired me to move on in my day. And I'm going to inspire my husband to keep going as well, and my family as well. So you guys,
thank you.
I thank you so much. I thank you because it was my honor. And I look forward to connecting with you guys again.
Myra,
thank you for having us.
It's been absolutely wonderful. It really has. So I appreciate it very much and look forward to talking with you again.
Absolutely.
We wish you and your listeners a lot of love and life.
Indeed.
Absolutely. And you as well, Nicole and Peter.
Thank you
again. Have a great day.
Thanks,
you
Myra.
Too.
Bye-bye. All right, South Nation family. On my show today, Peter Jennings and Nicole Moore from Shark Assault, the book. You want to get the book. You want to read it. It's an encouraging book, a very inspiring young woman. I look for that to be a movie that is going to totally transcend and go off a different scale than Jaws. This woman has been through horrific stuff, and she's bounced back with happiness and encouragement. So this is Myra McKnight, your relationship educator. You guys go and make it a great day. Thank you for allowing me to be into your space today. It has been a warm blessing, and I pray all the greatness from the Creator for you and your family. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.